It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dave Jellin. He is with the American Legion Prize Post number 3. And Veterans Day is coming up. We're going to talk about where the remembrance of Veterans Day has come from and a program that they're going to have in Price on Veterans Day itself. Dave, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about, for those that may not know, the beginnings of Veterans Day.
Veterans Day in this country grew out of Remembrance Day. Our allies during the Great War, World War I, have a day of remembrance. And you see them in the world news wearing the poppy. The poppy is a signal or sign for remembrance. In the United States, remembrance morphed into Veterans Day. Remembrance Day was to remember all those who served, died, were injured, or otherwise deployed, or were not deployed, but were still called up for the Great War. After that, times changed and became Veterans Day, which is different than Memorial Day in this country. Memorial Day is to recognize the men and women who died in combat. Veterans Day is to remember all those who served and are alive. So what we're doing is to recognize all the veterans. We'll remember Remembrance Day and what it means during for the Great War and what it morphed into. It wasn't a cessation of hostilities on November 11th, on the 11th hour. It was a pause in European war, as we learned historically. So the Great War became World War I when World War II started. Fast forward to today, we have Veterans Day and a lot of programs for veterans, and it's not all federal government Veterans Affairs or VA benefits. There's a lot of things out there for veterans, whether it's state government, county government, or corporations. So the ceremony on November 11th, next week, is to recognize the veterans in our community, those who signed the dotted line and risked everything for their nation, and to say thank you, say welcome home, we appreciate your service, and we'll start off Veterans Day with a walk for veterans. All veterans are welcome to join us. Doesn't matter if you're a member of the American Legion, the Disabled American Veterans Association, or the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Membership's not required. You signed on the dotted line, so all veterans are welcome. If you have a uniform from your service days and it fits or mostly fits, come wear it. If you're not a veteran, we're asking everybody to come out onto the street between 3rd East and Main Street and line the street and cheer on the veterans and relay your thank yous to give your appreciation and say I love you for your service.
And that's starting at 10 o'clock, correct?
The walk starts at 10 o'clock. It's a short walk, but it's to at least get the veterans out, get them together, and for the community to say thank you. Then after the walk is done at the Peace Gardens, there'll be a short break, and then at 11 o'clock, we'll start our Veterans Day ceremony in the corner there of the Peace Gardens, and we'll present the colors. Hope to have someone live singing the national anthem, as we did last year. It was Arthella Williams, I believe, and then we'll proceed into a ceremony, and it's for veterans, by veterans, so that it'll be just the veterans that speak and relay thank you and educate, and then speak about veteran resources a little bit. And then at the end of the ceremony is call up families of veterans, or actually of service members, active duty service members, and active reservists, their families, and recognize them with a Blue Star coin to say thank you to the families for their support of their serving members.
And that's, you know, that's one way that you guys can let everybody know that has a family member that is a serving family member. And it's even reserves, correct?
Active reserves, yes.
And that, you know what, this is thank you for what you're doing, and because they don't go through it alone necessarily.
No, they don't. Families are a big part. There's as big a stress on the family of the service member while the service member is deployed, whether it's at training or overseas. It could be the parents who wonder where their child is, their son or daughter. And there's a stress to that, even if they're home, as when is the next deployment? Where is the next deployment? what's the next incident? So there's a lot of family support, because when that person deploys, they leave behind a spouse or parents or children or all of the above. And it's a big family dynamic to support the service member.
All right. So if anyone is interested in getting more information about this, or even the American Legion or any of those organizations, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me. The American Legion Post phone number is 435-630-8474, or they can go to the American Legion Post website, which is AmericanLegionPost3.org, and there's information there. There's also an email address, and they can reach out and contact me regarding the other groups and any resources they think they might be interested in, whether it's veterans tax relief for disabled vets, education, or anything else that if I don't know, I know more likely that someone who does know.
You can get the answers that they're going to need.
Or point them in the right direction, definitely.
All right, Dave Jelen with the American Legion Prize Post number 3. Thank you so much for taking out the time. Thank you for your service, and thank you for making sure that these guys are remembered.
Definitely, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.